Good afternoon. Medical quality healthcare in Zambia and MQSS has welcomed the initiative by Smart Zambia Institute to transition from paper-based patient files to a fully digital health record system. MQSS Director General Kusumabo highlighted that this reform represents a major step in modernizing Zambia's healthcare system, improving efficiency and ensuring that patients no longer need to carry physical files between health facilities. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Dr. Mawu stressed that this initiative will allow healthcare providers to access accurate patient information in real time, reducing duplication of tests, strengthening referral systems, and supporting informed clinical decision-making. Dr. Mawu emphasized the importance of monitoring and evaluation to help identify challenges early. Special attention should be given to equitable access so that rural communities, vulnerable populations, and hard-to-reach facilities benefit fully from the transition, stated Dr. Mawu. Dr. Mawu has therefore called on public awareness and patient education to build trust and ensure citizens understand how their personal health information will be used and protected. He further stressed the need for healthcare workers to undergo training in learning how to operate the system effectively and ethically.
From when we did this report allows all social providers to see exchange history in real time. These are digital speed up treatment and ensure continuity of care. We also know that patient compensation is critical. So healthcare providers will access records through secure password protected system, including mobile access, strong training, public awareness, and monitoring sure the system in itself and trust identity.
Several families in Shinshatateo area of Kapoto district have been left homeless after their houses collapsed following heavy rains. One of the affected residents, Jeff Kalumba, says the situation has left people vulnerable, many forced to seek shelter at Kapisha Primary School, as well as at the local church. Mr. Kalumba attributed the damage due to the houses using mud. He says the continued downpour in the area has weakened the mud structures, adding that the disaster has disrupted their livelihoods, with families losing household goods, food staff, and personal belongings. Mr. Kalumba says when a combined team of district disaster management community members visited the affected area. The Zambia Beef Export Project, the BEP, under the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, is participating in the ongoing push in Central Province as part of their effort to create awareness of government plans to actualize the $1 billion annual beef export target. ZBBP is an implementation unit established to spearhead Zambia's beef export agenda as part of the government's broader strategy to use the livestock sector for economic diversification. Assistant Project Manager Cornelius Mundia explained that the team is showcasing government intervention aimed at increasing farmer participation in the establishment of animal disease free compartment ADFSCs to achieve the beef export target. Minister of Fisheries and Livestock Peter Takalala, who represented President Hakainde Hichilema at the expo, commended the ZBEP for successfully reporting its first consignment of beef to the Democratic Republic of Congo DRC. The minister encouraged the ZBEP to sustain the effort by intensifying stakeholder engagements, particularly with smallholder farmers, abattoir operators, and private sector players across the beef value chain. Meanwhile, Dr. Mundia expressed gratitude to the minister for visiting the land, affirming the project's commitment to stakeholder engagement and awareness initiatives to enhance community participation, as demonstrated by its presence at the 2020 Mokushi Agri Expo. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock Principal Public Relations Officer Benjamin Nyamama. Solwezi West Member of Parliament Nicholas Mukumbi has called on residents of Kisasa and Kankambila district who left their homes to return following the brutal killing of Sen Kankambumbe by a mob, assuring them that the area is now calm. Mr. Mukumbi made the appeal when he inspected the Sasama market, where the local authority has commenced work aimed at restoring order and improving trading conditions. He said some suspects in connection with the incident have since been apprehended and have provided information to the police. The lawmaker urged parents to ensure that children return to school, calling on the community to support the council's efforts to reorganize the market. Zanzan reports that Mr. Mukumbi further advised youth to refrain from engaging in criminal activities, stating that those involved in the violence are currently in custody. In African news, a 93-year-old former Belgian diplomat ordered to stand trial over the 1961 King of Congolese independence icon Patrice Lumumba has appealed the decision in lawmaker said Friday. A known diplomat at the time, a king of the union is the only person still alive among 10 Belgians accused by the Congolese leader's family of completing his murder. Demion was ordered earlier this month to stand trial for participation in war crimes over his role in the unlawful detention and transfer of Lumumba, a prisoner of war at the time, and for him being denied a fair trial. The one-time European commissioner is also accused of humiliating and degrading treatment, although not of direct involvement in Lumumba's killing. Coming up shortly, demonstrators gather in Dakar to protest Iran war and show solidarity.
Listen more, stay tuned. HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
And now the rest of the news. Dozens of demonstrators gathered in Dakar on Friday to protest the ongoing Iran war, voicing opposition to military action and expressing solidarity with countries affected by U.S. and Israeli operations. Protesters waved Senegalese and Iranian flags as they marched and chanted slogans condemning global powers. Organizers chanted down with Israel, down with Netanyahu, down with Donald Trump, down with USA from the stage. They said the march was meant to strengthen the message from Senegal, but also the Pan-African message against war. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Medical quality healthcare in Zambia indicator has become an initiative by the Zambia Institute to transition from paper-based patient files to fully digital health record system. This is a major step in the ongoing push to aggregate goals in Central Province as part of the effort to create awareness of government plans to actualize the $1 billion annual target. And in 1993, a former Belgian diplomat ordered to stand trial over the 1961 King of Congolese independence icon Patrice Lumumba has appealed the decision his lawmaker said on Friday. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube. With another news, my name is Chimba Shiloba. Stay tuned.
People say that when you've been together for a long time, you become identical.